Tomorrow marks the start of the 2021 Atlantic hurricane season, and the federal government predicts it will be more active than normal, with 13 to 20 named storms. Climate change in general is bringing more frequent and intense storms all along the Atlantic coast, and that is a concern to people who live on Pearl Avenue in Revere, Massachusetts, just north of Boston. Pearl Avenue is a quiet street with beautiful views of the ocean. Residents say it's a great place to raise kids. Problem is, it often floods. Miriam Wasser from member station WBUR brings us the story.
22-year-old Samantha Woodman grew up in a small white house on Pearl Ave.
I absolutely love this street. My whole family is on here, so it's really nice because we always used to just go over each other's houses at night. Then it's like, this is my aunt's house right here. So it was a very nice neighborhood to grow up in.
But growing up here also meant that flooding was just part of life. That's because Pearl Ave borders a tidal marsh, and its eastern end is right by the ocean. Woodman says it was normal for people's lawns to disappear underwater during storms or really high tides.
I remember there was a storm when I was much younger, and the house across the street, that gray one right there, they had these bins in the back full of toys or whatever that we used to play with, and all of that was carried out to the marsh.
Until a few months ago, the Woodmans rented a house several lots in from the ocean end of the street. It was a part of the neighborhood that didn't usually see much flooding. But in January 2018, a big nor'easter hit, and Pearl Ave was absolutely pummeled.
2018 was a time I want to forget, a time most of us want to forget.
That's Samantha's mom, Dawn Woodman. As high tide approached, huge waves crested a nearby seawall, and the water in the marsh was rising fast. The Woodmans' heat had gone out a few days earlier, so they were actually staying with friends across town as the storm hit.
My cousin Sandy was sending me the videos and the pictures, and I was like, oh my God, oh my God, and I'm not even there to do anything.
When they returned the next day, their car, and at least 20 other cars on the street, was stuck in the ice, totaled. The family's only means of transportation was gone.
It was a huge deal. You know, we're not wealthy. We scrape by. I'm a single mom, two kids, two girls. It was hard. It was heartbreaking.
Across the street, things also got really bad for Christine Lavigueur and her husband. Their house abuts the marsh, which had basically merged with the choppy ocean water during the storm.
We evacuated. We actually evacuated. The water was up to my husband, the middle of his chest, in the basement. The washer and dryer were sparking. We had to shut the electrical panel off. We called the fire department. They came and got us and put us someplace while we waited for our ride to come and get us.
A few weeks later, they were hit by another big storm, and then another in March.
Through the years, with all the climate changes, the water seems to be getting higher and higher each year. So it's more of a challenge. When I first came here, it wasn't that bad, you know.
So why does she stay? Why does anyone stay? Well, her husband grew up on this street. She knows all of her neighbors. She can hear the ocean at night. Yes, 2018 was really bad, she says. But in general, the benefits outweigh the risks. Down the street, Samantha Woodman's aunt, Sandra Castelloren, feels the same. A few years ago, she acquired an empty lot from her father, who lives next door, and built a new house a few hundred feet from the ocean.
It seems kind of bold to decide to build a house.
I knew that question would come, and you know, I grew up here, so I knew what to expect.
There's a 5-foot crawl space underneath her house that's designed to flood. The 2018 storm caused some damage anyway. She lost all of her Christmas decorations, lawn furniture, and anything else stored below the house. Castelloren says she knows there are some people out there who will hear her story and say she's irresponsible, that everyone on the street is irresponsible for staying.
Well, that's a tough one. I mean, I understand that. And I myself, you know, think, was it irresponsible? But it's not going to be tomorrow that none of us can live here anymore. And I guess probably because I've lived here so long. You know, I grew up here, so it's tough.
Castelloren says she knows the sea levels are rising, but she feels strongly that the neighborhood is worth protecting. City officials, meanwhile, say there isn't much to be done. Even if they fortified the neighborhood with 10-foot seawalls, the water would still come up from below ground because this whole area was once ocean and marshland.
I think anyone can make the argument to save areas because it's about worth to yourself. It's about how you feel about a certain place. And the people that live there tend to care more about the place and they want to keep it for as long as possible.
Samantha Woodman is now a senior in college. She says the experience of growing up here, and in particular, the devastating storm of 2018, has inspired her to become a climate activist and study sustainability. She understands that Pearlav will be underwater in a few decades, but she hopes the neighborhood lasts long enough that she can show it to her future kids before it's gone. For Here and Now, I'm Miriam Wasser.
Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Peter O'Dowd.
And I'm Tanya Mosley. This is Here and Now.